All right, so let's learn. So we're in Karbanos. That's where we're up to in davening. Been there for some time, probably be there for some time. It's a good place to be. It's not nothing to complain about. All right, so like I said, I think last time, when it comes to this section of davening of Karbanos, there's a lot of different things going on and a lot of different things to talk about. So over the course of a number of weeks, Bez Hashem, we'll try to get to all different aspects of what's happening over there. So tonight what we'll focus on is sort of one, I don't know what the word is, not a theme, or a certain avoida that's running through this section of Karbanos, which if you think about it, to a certain degree, there's Karbanos is sort of divided. Generally speaking, there's a lot of, like I said, little things pop up in between. But generally speaking, Karbanos is like three parts. There's the Torah Shvachsav that we read, the Karbanos, talking about, again, Chumas Adesh and the Karban Talmud and things like that. Then there is a Perek of Mishnayos that we learn, Ezum HaKayman. And then there is a Brisa that we learn, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So that's what we're going to learn tonight, the Indian of those three things. The Karbanos, the Parshas of Chumash that we learn, Ezum HaKayman, and Rabbi Shmuel, where that's coming from. So we'll break it down like this. If you take a look at Maramaka number one, so we'll go through a certain sugya. It's not so complicated, but I think it's a little interesting. So the Gemara says we'll see soon that it's basically a certain Gemara that's quoted in Kiddushin and quoted in Maseches Avodah Zarah. It seems like the same thing in both Masechtas, but not really. We'll see. So the first Maramaka is how this Halach is quoted in Maseches Kedushin. In the Gemara Kedushin, Daf Lamed over there, it's part of a larger sugya. It's talking about the Halach of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of learning. It starts off in the context, the Mishnah over there is talking about the obligation of a parent to a child. So one of the obligations of a parent towards a child is to teach the child Torah. So off of that, the Gemara talks about the mitzvah of learning in general. So the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Safra, Mishum, Rav Yeshua ben Chananya. Rav Safra said the name of Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, Ma'idich Siv. What does it mean? It says in Pasuk, Vishinantam Levanecha, right? Simple translation that you should teach to your children, as you should teach Torah. So said Rav Yeshua ben Chananya, I'll take your Vishinantam. Instead of reading the word Vishinantam, you can, there's a rule in Drasha that, you know, there are certain, you know, the alphabet is divided into different categories. There are certain letters that are connected to the tongue, different letters connected to the teeth, different how they're pronounced. So the klal is that letters that are associated in the same category, in drushes you can play with them, you could switch them around. So the word vishinantam, so you could switch it based on the letters, you could switch it instead of vishinantam, ela vishilashtam, vishilashtam. So the reading of the pasuk is vishilashtam levanecha, that when you teach Torah, when you give over Torah, it should be in a category of threes, vishilashtam. What does that mean? So says the Gemara, la'ilam yishalish adam shnaisav, that a person, this is how the Gemara initially says it, that a person should divide up their life in terms of their lifetime learning, divide up their life into three parts, shlish b'mikra, right, a third chumash, Tanakh, shlish b'mishnah, a third, the next third with Mishnah, and Shlishpa Talmud, and the final third with Talmud, what we call Gemara. So that's what Rabbi Shuv ben Chananya said. That's Vishilashtam Levanecha, that your learning should be, it told me the context of giving over, of teaching Torah to a child, but it means the general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it should be Vishilashtam Levanecha. It should be in this way of three, of a third. Third B'mikra, third B'mishnah, third B'talmud. Says the Gemara, one second, your whole life, how long does a person know they're going to live? You can't, how do you make such a calculation? So says the Gemara, Leitzrich, okay, fine. So it doesn't mean, you know, of your whole lifespan divided up like that. Leitzrich liyoymi. Rather, it means liyoymi. What does it mean liyoymi? Okay, so we'll see. Most Rishonim say liyoymi means every single day. That day by day, you know, given each particular day, you should fulfill this requirement of vishilashtam, of dividing it into three. That's shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. That's the Gemara. What does that mean exactly? So I mean, that's halacha lama, that's what comes down in the Gemara, that liyoymi, which again, most Rishonim say means every single day, it should be this chiyuv of vishilashtam. So what does that mean? What does that look like? So there's a basic machlokes Rishonim. So if you take a look at Maramaka number two, The Rambam is probably the most famous in terms of one of the camps. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah like this. Again, it's always telling. I always say that when it comes to the Rambam, you have to always be careful and pay attention to the words. You also have to pay attention to where the Rambam puts it. So this halacha that we just saw in the Gemara Kedushin, the Rambam puts it in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Now, that's not so crazy, but we'll see. But it does tell us something. We'll see. So the Rambam puts this in Hilchos Talmud Torah towards the beginning. Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, through Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam says like this, V'chayiv l'shalesh ezman l'midasai, that the time that a person has to learn, you should divide it into three sections, into three parts. Shlish b'tar shevachsav, a third in tar shevachsav, in Tanakh. Shlish b'tar shebal peh, which is what the Gemara refers to as Mishnah. The Rambam calls that tar shebal peh. Ushlish, and the final third, again, the Gemara calls Talmud, the Rambam describes it, Yovin v'yaskil achris davar merishisai, to understand things, to sort of get to certain conclusions by understanding things deeply, is to make inferences and make diukim, take things to their ultimate conclusion in learning. The yoytze davar midavar, learn one thing out from the other. The yidama davar ladavar, compare one thing to another. The yovin v'midah shatar nedrashes b'hem, learn new ideas based on the midas that the Torah is, that we have drushes from, right? Kal v'chomer gzera shava, do these things. Ad sheyeda heichi ikar hamidas, to the point of where you understand clearly, the rules and how Torah develops. Veheich yoytzi ha'asar v'amutar uk yoytzi b'hem, midvarim shalom api ha'shmua, and you understand how the halacha that we have is derived from where, from Chumah, like you understand how things develop. So the inyan zehu nikra gemar, that's what we call gemar. By the way, this is it's an interesting inyan by itself. This Rambam over here, how the Rambam describes what Talmud is, what gemara is. The way the Rambam describes it is that what gemara is, there's three things that we have. You have Chumash, you have Tanakh, that's Mikra, that's Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. You have what's called, what the gemara calls Mishnah, which the Rambam calls basically halacha. Do this, don't do this, details. And then you have Gemara, which is sort of tracing the origin. How do you get from Tanakh to that halacha? That's what's called Gemara. That's what the Rambam puts it. That's anything, yeah. Halacha. In that quarter, it could be Shulchan Aruch. Rambam, right? That's
Gemara for him is not what we need.
Gemara, I mean, practically, that's what our Talmud Bavli does that too. But in concept, the Rambam understands that what Talmud means is tracing the lines, tracing the connecting the dots from Tanakh to Hilchos Shabbos, to connect the dots. That's what Talmud is. But Al Kopanim, that's what the Rambam, again, the Rambam is quoting this Gemara, again, the Shilashtam of Anecha, that a person has to divide up their learning, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. Again, whatever Mishnah and Talmud means, but that's what the Rambam says. Ketzad, the Rambam gives, okay, so what's the example? What does this mean? So the Rambam gives like this, Hoya Bal Umnes, so let's say a person is a businessman. The person all works 3 hours a day, and he gets to learn for 9 hours. Right? So it's simple math. So Aysan Hatesha, so now he has 9 hours to learn. What should he do? So says the Rambam, okay, so 3, 3, 3. Aysan Tesha Kare, Bisholosh Meham Tarshbuchsav. 3 hours Tarshbuchsav, right? Tanakh. Bisholosh Tarshbal Peh, which again the Rambam says basically Mishnayas, Halacha, basic rules and so on. And the other three, Mizbainin Badaita, Lahav and Davin Ritavar. Again, what we call Talmud. That's the Rambam. The
Met, just named it Gemara.
Yeah, right. It's true. By the way, the reason why I mention is because there are Rishonim that define Gemara differently than this. So, but again, that's not for our sugya. But anyway, so then Rambam continues. But medvam remorim, this idea of dividing into 3, 3, 3, and so on, says the Rambam, when is this true? Now again, this is a chiddush. The Gemara obviously doesn't say this, but this is the Rambam's understanding that this whole halacha that the Gemara says in Kedushin that the Rambam codified, that's only true. But tchilas talmudah shel adam, that's the beginning of one's learning career before you know everything. But once you grow in your wisdom, at some point you know Tanakh already. and you know the basic rules in Mishnah and Halacha and so on. So then then Yikari Be'itim is a monim Tarshu B'chsav. Then, okay, occasionally you review Tanakh, V'divrei Shmua, and the Halachas of Mishnah and so on. G'day Shliyishkach Dov M'divrei Dinei Tar, so you don't forget anything. But V'yifana Kol Yom of L'Gemar B'Vad. But then you spend the rest of your time with Gemar, Talmud, the Rambam describes it. L'fi Reichiv She'esh Leit B'Libay, again, to the extent that your heart is able to. V'yishuv Daita, again, whatever you can. That's the Rambam. Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's true.
No, he's not going to do that. I'm saying he's clarifying that the Gemara is talking about in the beginning of one's learning, but at some point you focus more on Gemara. So let's clarify for ourselves. Let's get to the kishkas of this. According to the Rambam, what's the nature of this halacha of the shilashtim lavenecha, of dividing into three parts? The answer is very simple. Again, the Rambam understood this. This is a halacha in Talmud Torah. The Rambam puts this in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That part of the, you know, when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, I've mentioned this many times, that there's really two components to the mitzvah. There's learning as often as you can, right? Any spare time. You know, there's a maisa with, who was it? I can't. Rav Henkin. Rav Henkin said this when the Chazon Ish was nifter, so Rav Henkin gave a hesped. So Rav Henkin said a maisa that he once met the Chazon Ish. He didn't know it was. I mean, he didn't know who the Chazon. You know, Chazon Ish only became famous at the end. He was very modest. So there was a maisa that Rav Henkin said that he was. I don't remember the name of the place. He was in a certain town, and he went to go visit the Rav. And as he was going into the Rav, the Chazon Ish was leaving. So the Rav needed a few minutes or whatever it is. So this, yeah, it was a yid. He didn't know. So Rav Henkin sees this yid leaving. He says, you know, what's your name? Okay, he says his name. So he says, so he gets, you know, Rav Henkin asks him, like, what do you do? He said, we have a store. His wife took care of, he had like a little shop, and he sat and learned all day. But he said, we, ishtak a gufa. So we have a store. So then he asked the Chazon Ish, no, so do you learn at all? Do you know? So the Chazon Ish said, when I have time, I learn. When I have time, I learn. And then he asked him, so what were you speaking through? He was trying to have a conversation. The Chazon Ish wasn't a conversationalist, you know. So in a good way, he asked the Chazon Ish, so what do you have to speak to the Rav? Like, what were you here for? So the Chazon Ish said, the Rav called me. The Rav calls, I come. Like, that's it. I'm like, okay, whatever. He didn't know at the time that it was the Chazon Ish. But Rav Henkin said that statement that the Chazon Ish said, which was, when I have time, I learn, like, that's it. That's the gedder of Talmud Torah. You know, it's like, when I have time to learn. So anyway, so there's one aspect of Talmud Torah, which is, like the Chazon Ish said, when you have time, you learn. But then there's another aspect, which is amassing knowledge. The Zuchiyev, really, the Shinantan Levenecha, there's another drasha from Chazal, Sheyediva Tar Mechudotin Bepicha. That Torah should be sharp, that you should be able to have the answers, you should have knowledge. So theoretically, if a person spends his entire life mamish with hasmada, every single second, not a wasted moment, but just chazring brejus barlakim as hashemayim v'saretz, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but only part of it, right? Because you haven't amassed any knowledge. So it's a chiv of Talmud Torah to amass knowledge. So in the context of amassing knowledge, says the Gemara, v'shinantim levenecha, which is the makar of the obligation of learning Torah to amass knowledge, right? The Gemara is telling us that part of that chiyuv is to be organized, in like the Torah is guiding us. How do you do it? So the answer is in an organized way. That's the concept of vishilashtim. As it's a gedder, it's a guiding light in terms of how to amass knowledge and how to make sure that you're well rounded in your knowledge. Therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. And because of that, the Rambam understands logically that that's only in the beginning of your learning career. Once you have amassed the knowledge of Tanakh and the knowledge of Tarsh Baal Peh, then you know what you need to know. The only part that then is open-ended that can go on forever is the Talmud part. And so that's how the Rambam understood this. That's the basic idea.
Over how the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, he would say that this is all you
need. This is all you need, right. Because the Rambam understood that
it has
everything you need. Well, again, he says in the introduction, you need Tanakh and my Sefer, and the Talmud, you do on your own. You'll figure out how to put it all together. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So fine. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Okay. So far, this has nothing to do with Karbanos, Ezim, Ukaiman, and Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, take a look at Maromaka number 3. This was the Rambam, Taisvis. Taisvis on the Gemara Kedushin, he quotes the Gemara. Again, the Gemara says, Vishilashtam, every single day, Liyomi, that every single day should be Shlishma Mikra, Shlishma Talmud. Taisvis says like this, Venirli Lefarish. Taisvis says, the Pshad is, Bakol Yom Vyom Atzmai. Yishalish, again, we'll see later on that Taisus is coming to say Nalik Rashi, but Taisus says that the Gemara means at the end that every single day you should fulfill this requirement of Vishilashtam is daily. Okay? Therefore, but says Taisus, Alkain, because of this requirement, Tikain Beseder Rav Amram Gain, Rav Amram, one of the early Gainim, Rav Amram Gain was Mesakin in his Siddur, Kamesh Anunoigin Bekal Yom, which is what we do every single day, the Kaidim Besukah de Zimra, that we Loimar Mikra Mishnah Gemara. In other words, we have what the Tais is saying, that the reason why we have Karbanos, Trumas Hadeshen, Parshas Tamid, and Ezel Mekayman, and Brais of Rabbi Shmuel is to fulfill this requirement. Because the halacha is Vishilashtam, that you have to learn Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, so to fulfill that, we have this idea of Rav Amram Gan was Mesakin to say these, Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, before Pesukah de Zimra. Notice the basic issue that Taisus is behind it, between the lines dealing with, is that we don't fulfill this halacha. We don't do this. We don't divide our day a third and third and third in the morning. So says Taisus, we do fulfill it. We fulfill it by davening Karbanos, where you have Karbanos, Ezel Mekayman, and Rabbi Shmuel. We fulfill this. Rabbi Natan Pirish. Huh?
After Brechas HaTorah, don't we do that with what we say afterwards? Those
few things.
I'm saying
it's not about Taisva says that's from if Pesukah de Zimra. So Rabbi Natan Pirish, Rabbi Natan gave another sort of eitzah about how we fulfill it. Shanu Saimchem, that we could also rely on Hoda Amin of Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bavel, the reason why it's called Tam of Bavli, is Bavel obviously is a place, but also Bavel means Balula, that it's mixed up. Mikra Mishnah Gemara, Bavli, Talmud Bavli has all three. There's Pesukim in Talmud, there's obviously Mishnah, there's Gemara. The Gemara is Bavel, Baal Mikula. That's Taisus. Okay, so one second, let's understand. If Taisus understood the concept of Shlish, of this idea of Vishilashtam, like the Rambam, again, so what's the site? According to the Rambam, what does it mean Vishilashtam? This is a direction in terms of the chelik of Talmud Torah, which is to amass knowledge. Like I said, you could say Bereishis Bara Elokim your entire life, but you're not amassing knowledge. So in order to fulfill the mitzvah, which is to know Kol HaTorah Kula, how do I do that? So says the Gemara, Vishilashta means learn Kol HaTorah Kula and do it Mesudr. Do it in an organized way, which means Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah Talmud. And says the Rambam, okay, therefore, obviously, when at some point that you know Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, so you know it, you can spend the rest of your life Shlish B'Talmud. So Taisus says, well, we don't fulfill Shlish B'Mikra, we don't fulfill the Shilashtam. So, no, we do. Because you say Karbanos every single day, the same Trumas Hadeshen and the same Parshas HaTamid every single day. You say Ezem HaKamin every single day. You say Rabbi Shmuel Leimer every single day. There you go. That's for Shilashtam you're talking about. If the gedra, the inyan of the Shilashtam is like the Rambam, which is to fulfill the mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is to know Kol HaTorah Kula, and to learn it, and the idea of the Shilashtam is just guiding us how to fulfill the mitzvah of learning Kol HaTorah Kula properly in a sort of, organized and mesudered way to make sure that we don't miss anything, So how in the world is saying Pesukah de Zimra, the Karbanos every day fulfill that? The answer is it's obvious. That according to Taisvis, Taisvis disagrees with the fundamental idea of the Rambam. According to Taisvis, this idea of Vishilashtam, Vishinantam Levenecha, this is not a halacha in Talmud Torah. In other words, even though it's from the Pasuk of Vishinantam Levenecha, which is where the Rambam is coming from, it's Lechar Hilchas Talmud Torah, says Taisvis, it's not like that. This is a halacha in a Jew's Seder HaYoim. It's a halacha in Seder HaYoim. In every single day, there are certain things that a Jew has to do every single day. You have to say Berachas HaShach every day, Shachas Mincha Maariv every day. So every single day, there has to be time designated for learning as well. And that learning, the Seder HaYoim, not necessarily because of Talmud Torah, but But because of the Seder Hayoyim, the halacha of Seder Hayoyim, of a Jew's day, is that there should be a fulfillment of Vishilashtam. Now, says Tosfos, in order to, if you want to do that, I guess, in the most, the most potent way or the best way, yeah, I guess Tosfos would agree with the Rambam that it would be nice if you had 9 full hours, you divide it 3 and 3 and 3. But even if a person doesn't do that, there's a chiv of every single day, part of the Seder Hayom of a Jew, that what? That there should be some time, the Mikra, some time, the Mishnah, some time, the Talmud. And therefore says Tosfos, even if you're doing the same Mikra, the same Mishnah, the same Talmud every single day, that's the Kiyam. And therefore says Tosfos, that's what you fulfill. You fulfill by Pesuk, by Karbanis, Ezem HaKayim and Rabbi Shmuel, you fulfill this chiyuv of Vishilashtam. Says Rabbeinu Tam, even if you just learned Daf Yomi or whatever, you learn a Gemara every day, you can also fulfill it. Because in every Gemara, there's a Pasuk that's referenced, there's a Mishnah, Brais that's referenced, there's some Shach V'Tari that's mentioned. So you fulfilled your Seder HaYom. Is this going to sort of bring you to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah to know Kol Torah Kula? Of course not. Learning Ezem, saying Ezem HaKayim and Rabbi Shmuel every day is not going to do that. And learning Gemara alone, Talmud Bavli alone, is also not going to do that. If a person can know entire Bavli backwards and forwards, you can still be an Amoritz. You never learn Tanakh, and you never learn Taharis and Zerayim, right? So in terms of Kol Torah Kula, you're not getting it from Rabbeinu Tam's Eitzah or Rav Amram Gain's Eitzah. The answer is they're not coming from the place of Hilchas Talmud Torah. I'll give you an example of this. You know, the Gemara says in Brachas, Rav has said there's a chiv of Shnayim Mikvecha Talmud. Right, every single week you have to chaz of the parsha. Loyelam Yashlam Adam Parsha Yosef and Matzibor Shnayim Mikra Vecher Targum. Is that a chiv of Talmud Torah? No, it's like there's a chiv that what that there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn, like the Chazanush said, whenever you have time. There's a chiv of Talmud Torah to know Kol Torah Kul, and there's a chiv to chaz of the parsha every single day. Shnayim Mikra Vecher. The answer is no. It's not mitzvah Hilchas Talmud Torah. That's not the Rambam doesn't quote it in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam quotes that in Hilchas Tefillah. Because it's part of the Seder Hayoyim. There's what a Jewish person's schedule is supposed to look like. There's a daily schedule, and there's also a weekly schedule. Your weekly schedule should at some point encompass Shlaim Mikvecha Targum. That's not Mitzad Hilchas Talmud Torah. That's a Seder Hayoyim Tek Halach. So Tosfos holds that this halacha of Vishilashtam is a Seder Hayoyim halacha. It's not a Talmud Torah, it's a Seder Hayoyim halacha. And because of that, we fulfill this obligation with Karbanis, Ezra McCoyman and Rabbi Shmuel Omer. That's the Tosfos. Huh?
Is it Kriyas HaTorah or is it not even Limud HaTorah?
I'm sorry?
Is it even an element of just Kriyas HaTorah? Not just Limud HaTorah, just to say it?
So we have to, this is what we're going to try to understand. Why is this important? Like, in the Rambam, I understand. There's a mitzvah to know Kol Torah Kula. So the Torah is giving us, the Chazal are giving us a formula of how to do this properly. Make sure you don't skip anything, you know? But in Tosfos, that there's a Seder Hayoyim, it needs explanation.
Tosfos
didn't
quote that by Berachas
HaTorah. You say those Sukkot and Berachas HaTorah. Tosfos doesn't quote it. Tosfos doesn't say that we that as far as I don't know if Tosfos had the minhag of doing that. So I don't know. But Tosfos says this is the minhag.
I remember reading that Bavli is on first floor, but left for the pool above.
Yeah. So that's Rabbeinu Tam.
Yeah.
So Rabbeinu Tam said that, but that's also assuming this way of Tosfos. If the idea is that the Shilashta means in order that it's a hadracha to know Kol Torah Kula, then Talmud Bavli is not going to get you there either, right? Huh? No, it because it's Bolol. It has Mikra, it has Mishnah, it has Talmud in it. So if there's a chiv that every single day you have to touch Mishnah, you have to touch Mishnah, you have to touch Talmud, you're learning Gemara, you got it. But if it's because of knowing Kol Torah Kula, you're not learning Kol Torah Kula just from Talmud Bavli. When Rechaim Kineski made a siyum, it wasn't just the siyum hashas, right? So it's not called Torah Kula. So the answer is, again, that's the yisoid. According to the Rambam, this is about knowing called Torah Kula. And that's what the idea is. And again, that's why the Rambam said, that's only the beginning of your career. At some point in your learning, you don't have to focus on Tanakh and Mishnah because you got it. Because the idea is to know called Torah Kula, and I know that part. According to Tosfos, you never stop Ezem HaKayim and Rabbi Shmuel because it's not about that. It's about every single day, a Jew has to touch these things. Every single day, there has to be some point in the day where there's a connection to Mikra, a connection to Mishnah, a connection to Talmud.
Anything unique about those three things?
Obviously. Okay. So we're going to have to figure that out. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's get there. By the way, what's interesting is that so far it's okay. It's Rambam, Tosfos. You don't have this in front of you, but what's strange is the Tur and Shulchan Aruch. The Tur and Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Talmud Torah in Yoredei Reish Mem Vav quote the Rambam. Mamish word for word, the Rambam is quoted that a person 9 hours, Shulchan Mikra, Shulchan Talmud, the beginning of your learning, when at some point in your career you just learn Talmud, you know, the Mamish the Rambam. Okay, so that means the Tur and Shulchan Aruch pass like the Rambam. What's strange is that's in Yoredei. In Archaim and Siman Nun, the Tur and Shulchan Aruch quote Tosfos. That in order to fulfill this chiyuv of Vishilashtam, that's why we say Karbanis, Ezem Lekamen, or Rabbi Shmo. And Rabbi Natam said also, if you learn Gemara, the Gemara touches everything too. So it means Torah Shulchan Aruch and Arachaim hold like Taisvis. So which one is it? Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch it's not so crazy. Because Shulchan Aruch sometimes is Machmer, so he's an Achron, but the Torah is a Rishon. The Torah is not going to just say, I'm not sure, I'll just quote everybody. The Torah has his own opinions. So what's Peshat? So the truth is, I mentioned in the beginning, this Gemara is quoted twice in Shas. So what we had until now was a Gemara Kedushin. Okay? There's another Gemara, this same halacha is quoted in Maseches Avodah Zarah, different name, different pasuk. Take a look at Maramaka number 4. Before we get to the top of it, just look at the last couple lines in Maramaka number 4. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes, is pulling apart the first kapitel Tilling. Asher Yish, Asher Loyach, Watsas Rishayim. It's today's, right, exactly. So in that pasuk, so what's the pasuk? Everything Asher Yish, Asher Loyach, Watsas Rishayim, Derech Hatayim Loyamad, Moshe Vezim Loyoshav. Right, so it's, the pasuk is saying praiseworthy. Whenever you say it in English, it always sounds more religious. So what does it say? Right, praiseworthy is the person that doesn't go in the path with the counsel of the wicked, right? And the path of the sinners, he doesn't stand. In the assembly of scoffers, he doesn't sit. Right? Okay. Kiyam b'sarsa shem cheftzai. Rather, the his desire is the Torah of Hashem. U'b'sarasa yegim v'leila. Right? He studies Torah day and night. And what's his reward? V'yekeitz shasol palgemaim. That he'll be like a healthy tree that grows by flowing waters. Okay, that's a beautiful zap. So the Gemara pulls apart this pasuk. We'll see the beginning soon, but the last couple words, couple lines. Al pal gemayim. The Gemara darshan is that this is all talking about like Talmud Torah, how to learn. So the Gemara says like this: Al pal gemayim. It's a funny if the word in Hebrew for like a river or like a stream is nahar, something like that. A mayim. What's pal gemayim? The word pal ge peleg means division, right? Yomam Niflagu Haaretz, it says by the Darav Laga. So Al Palgemayim Omer of Tanchum Barchani Loi. Rav Tanchum Barchani Loi said, Yisif Mir La'ilam Yishalish Adam Shnoisav. That a person should divide up their learning in three parts: Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud. That's what it means. Al Palgemayim May Ein Mayim El Taira, and Al Palgemayim should be divided up. Says the Gemara the same thing as Kedushin. Mia Deinish Kamachai. What, do you know how long you're going to live? How do you do that? Okay, I mean and beyond. I mean each and every day. So one second. So all of a sudden you have the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Different name, right? In Kedushin it was Rav Safra Mishum Rav Yishuv Mechnanya. Over here it's Rav Tanchum Bar Chani Loi. Same idea. Yishal Shadim Shnoisav, right? Different pasuk, right? In Kedushin it was from Vishinantum of Inecha. Over here it's Al Pal Gemai. Shnoisav, Pashtus is years. The Gemara ends up saying, it doesn't mean years, it means Yaimu, because you don't know how long you live. But it's the same language of the Gemara Kedushin. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So what do you need two limudim for? Two different things. It's more than that. Rashi is, we don't have enough yet to explain the difference, but Rashi comments differently on each Gemara. Take a look at Maramukh number 5, Rashi and Kedushin. Rashi and Kedushin and Avodah Zarah is both coming to explain the maskana of Liyoimi, right? Tosfos and the Rambam hold that at the end of the day, the Gemara means daily, right? Whatever the lumdus of this halach is, Rambam, Tosfos, whatever it is, but Liyoimi means every single day. Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi says that Liyoimi means weekly. That's what Yoimi means. But look at Rashi Khan. Rashi and Kedushin, Liyoimi, Rashi is Yimei HaShavua, the days of the week. Okay. Rashi and Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, Rashi is not, in Avodah Zarah, is not satisfied with just the words Yimei HaShavua. Rashi in Avodah Zarah says B'yom means Beis Yomim Mikra, Beis Yomim Mishnah, and Beis Yomim Talmud. Okay, that's no, 6 days.
Shabbos.
Yeah, well, Shabbos. It's Pnimus HaTorah. I don't know. V'chein kol shavu v'shavu. So we'll see the difference in Rashi, but you see already, just without understanding, Rashi is different. Rashi is saying something in Kiddushin, and he's saying something else in Avodah Zarah. The answer is, and this is where the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch are coming from, these are two separate Gemaras, two separate ideas. You have Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, right? Rambam says this is a halach in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Taisus says this is a halach in Seder HaYom. Well, says the Shulchan Aruch and says the Tur, they're both right. It's two separate Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. The Gemara in Kedushin is like the Rambam. Vishinantim Lovenecha. That's a source, that's a pasuk in Hilchas Talmud Torah. That's telling you a guiding light in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Vishilashtam Lovenecha. Shlish B'mikra, Shlish B'mikra. That's the Rambam. That's Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya. But then there's another Gemara in Avodah Zarah, as we'll see soon. Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about the inyan of Seder HaYom. It's Alpal Gemayim. And it's not coming from the pasuk of Vishinantim Lovenecha. Alpal Gemayim, that's telling you a new halacha, which is that every single day, touch Mikra, touch Mishnah, touch Talmud, something like that. And that's what the Tur and Shulchan Aruch are paskening in the Hilchas Aruch HaYom. Okay, but let's understand this now. What's this inyan? Why is it so important every single day that there should be a shaychus to Mikra, a shaychus to Mishnah, a shaychus? Why is that so important? Again, in the Rambam, I understand. You want to know Kol Torah Kula, do it organized. Make sure you don't skip anything. Like I mentioned, the Rambam himself writes in his introduction to Mishnah Torah, to his introduction to Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs in order to make sure that when he wrote Mishnah Torah, he didn't miss anything. Right? So it's like, I now have a list of Torah misses. I'm going to make sure that I cover everything. Otherwise, you know. So, okay, so you want to make sure you cover everything. So you do a Mesudr. But according to Tosfos, and the way the Tur and Shulchan Aruch are learning, that's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah means. What's the sinning that every day has to be like if a shaykh is to the? So it's interesting. I mentioned before that there's another idea of this is like shneimik vechatargum, right? So over there it's not so crazy. The Gemara really answers it by itself. The Gemara says loyelam yashin odem parshiyos v'matzibur. So there's an inyan of like being part of a tzibur, like there's a kayach of being part of a keila, being part of klal yisrael, not just being on your own. So that's probably a simple way how to understand why Chazal instituted this idea of Shnayim Mikra Targum. So you should have a shaykhus to what everyone should be learning the same things. You know, it's like that's you know that's Daf Yomi, right? That it was you know like there's a sheet of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon held. I'm saying this, you know, it, you don't have to take it too seriously. But the Vilna Gaon held. No, this you have to take seriously. I'm saying you'll see what I mean. The Vilna Gaon has a sheet. And you see it throughout the Bir HaGra that a minig is only considered a minig if it has a root in Chazal. You have to be able to say that whatever the minig is that this kehila has or this you know group of yidden has, it's legitimate. Why? Because it's a derivative of something in the Gemara. It's a derivative of something in Chazal. It could be a stretch, but it has to be a shaykh. If it doesn't have any shaykhs to anything from Chazal, it's a minig shtos. That's the Sheet of Vilna Gaon. It's like this idea of like Daf Yomi, like, you know, that everyone should be learning Rambam Yomi, whoever it is, you know, Chafetz Chaim Yomi, Mishnah Berurah Yomi, whatever it is. Like, everyone should be learning the same things. What's the Makar? Maybe it's a Minik Shtos. It's not, again, like I said, it's not Minik Shtos. You're learning it, it's not bad. But Shnayim Bekvecha Targum is sort of the Makar of that everyone should be learning the same things. They should be connected to each other. So that's fine. But this idea of Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, so where is that coming from? Why is that so important? So like I said, so once we see from the Tur and Shulchan Aruch that the makar of, you know, the sort of the sugi and shas that screams this approach of Tosfos is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, so let's see the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the context. Maybe from there we'll be able to figure it out. Okay, take a look. We'll start from the beginning. Gemara Mokka number 4. So like I said, the Gemara is pulling apart this kapitel tehillim. So the Gemara says like this, Omer Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer B'Yonasan. Starts with a statement, Rishon Rechmeni Amar Bianesan. Asher Yesh Asher Loi Halach Letzas Rishayim. Praise is a person that doesn't go in the council of Rishayim. Says the Gemara Ze Avram Avinu. That's referring to Avram Avinu. Shloi Halach Batzas Anshe Dar Haflaga. He didn't go with the eights of the Dar Haflaga. She Rishayim Hayu, and they're called Rishayim. The Gemara quotes the pasuk to show how Dar Haflaga were called Rishayim. So Asher Yesh Asher Loi Halach Batzas Rishayim. That's Avram. Ubederach atoim lo yomad, says the Gemara, also Avram Avinu, shali omad b'amida sedoim, that he didn't stand with the way of sedoim, shechatoim hayu, they're called chatoim. Ubemayshav leitzim lo yoshav, vayter Avram, shali yoshav v'mayshav anshe plishtim, that he didn't sit and hang out with the plishtim, B'nei Leitzanim Ayu. They're the midah of Plishtim is Leitzanis. By the way, that's an Indian by itself. We'll tell you folks about this. That Plishtim are Leitzanim. So the first pasuk is talking about Avraham Avinu. Okay. The Gemara continues. Ki im b'saras Hashem cheftzai. Rather, his desire is the Torah of Hashem. Amar Rav. This is telling us another concept. Ein adam lo mit Torah el b'makim shalit b'chafetz. Successful in learning. You learn what your heart desires. Shenemar ki im b'saras Hashem cheftzai. Okay. The Amar Rava. Rava says another pshat. B'tchila nikris al shumay shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person begins learning, first the Torah is called like Hashem's Torah. Ubasaif Nikris al Shemai, then it's called your Torah. Shinamar. Besaras Hashem Chefzai. Ubasai Rasai Yagi Yom Velayla. Fine. The Amar Rava, Rava said another Pshat. La'ilam Yilmad Adam Torah. V'yachakach Yagi. The Pasuk is also telling us that in the way of learning, first you should amass knowledge and then think about it, then go in depth. Bekias and then Ian. Shinamar. Betaras Hashem. Just get a sort of understanding. V'hadr Besarasa Yagi. And then you could be mine. He'll be like a tree that's by the water. Amri de Rabbiane. Rabbiane said, "Ke'et shasal, v'loy ke'et natua." Shasal means a tree that was actually transplanted. Eight shasal means a transplanted tree, not a tree that's in its original place. In other words, the pasuk is telling us another principle in learning. You have to be able to be open to different mahalchim, to different. And then the Gemara finally says, "Al pal gemayim." This idea of Yishalash Adam Shnoisav Shlish Mikra Shlish Mishlish B'tam. So what's the Indian? Okay, so it started with no guesses, no. Okay, so it's what? How did it start? The capital starts this all with Avraham Avinu, right? Asher Yish, who's the Ish that we're talking about? That everything is, the whole, Pshut Shel Mikra, the Kapitel Tilm is talking about this Ish, right? This Ish, that's Lo Yehalach Vatzas Rishayim. And he was not, there Chataim Lo Yomad, Meshun Lo Yoshav. Kim Vesar Sashem Chetzai, Vayke Yesh Asmai. It's all talking about this Ish. Who's this Ish? Avraham Avinu. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, it's also in Avodah Zarah, that the world was created for 6,000 years. The first 2,000 years of Tayu, the second 2,000 years of Taira, and the final 2,000 years of Yemaisa Mashiach. Says the Gemara, when did the 2,000 years of Torah begin? With Avraham Avinu. That was the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah. Let's understand. What is the when we think of Torah, so when a person learns, so why do we learn? Obviously, the pasuk says to learn. It's a mitzvah, Talmud Torah, I get it. So it's a mitzvah. But that Gemara of saying that, like sort of laying out world history, in such a way, 2,000 years of Tayu, 2,000 years of Torah, and so on, is telling us another aspect of what Torah accomplishes. What is it, you know, there's a principle, I've mentioned this other times, that according to Maral, very often to define something, the best way to define something is to see, like, what would the situation be without it? Then you see what it brings to the table, right? So what is the definition of reality without Torah? That's the first 2,000 years, right? And how's it called? 2,000 years of Tayu, of chaos. So there's such a thing. So what does it mean, Torah? So Torah is Gevaldik, Torah is a mitzvah, Talmud Torah connected Kulam Gevaldik. But we see from the Gemara, and it's highlighted with Avraham Avinu, is that there's an aspect of Torah, which is what? Which brings order to a person's life. It brings tikkun, it brings seder. Torah itself accomplishes that. Without Torah, then reality is in a state of Toiv Avoyim. We mentioned this, there's a big principle, Kisvei Ari is built on this principle, that when the Rebbeinu Shem created the world, reality was, and then all of a sudden, so it seems to us like, okay, that means there's no Toiv Avoyim anymore. No, incorrect. Every single moment of time, of life, when a person enters into that moment, is by its nature, by itself, is Toiv Avoyim. Our job, Ashabar Lakim Lasis, our job is to be like the Rabbanu Shel Olam, who says, Yihi Ar, Ein Ar El Torah. The part of the Avoida of a Yid by learning is not just because you're learning and it's a mitzvah and it's Gevald Gezach. The nature of Torah is that it brings tikkun, it brings order, it brings It changes the environment from an environment and a time of Tayu into what's called in this form, what's called Tikkun. Now, what's the difference between Tayu and Tikkun? What's the definition of chaos? The definition of chaos, there's a number of aspects to it, and it's all hinted to in these Gemaras. The definition of chaos is where you have different kaiches, different energies that are completely disconnected from each other, going in opposite directions. And the reason why they're going in opposite directions is because there is no single unifying force. And each one, each energy, each kayach is completely, has blinders on to only it. So for example, again, this from they talk about, the Hashem created the world with different midas, right? There's chesed, gvur, tiferes, and so on. So there is such a thing where when those midas are in a state of tayu, it means chesed is just chesed. It has no interest in anything other than chesed. Gevura is just Gevura. It has no interest in anything other than Gevura. And Gevura looks at Chesed as an enemy and wants to go the other way. Chesed looks at Gevura as the enemy and wants to go the other way. And everything is going in opposite directions. There's no unifying force. There's no inner identity. There's no unifying force like that. And every Kayach is... And every Kayach is sort of just completely pure in its own sense. Chesed is kuli chesed, gvur is kuli chesed. It sounds like a nice thing. It's not. Because then there's no interaction, there's no bridge, there's no merging of any of them. The world before Avraham Avinu's function, besides the fact that he does so many things, but in this context, v'asa nefesh asher asa b'charim, what does it mean, v'asa nefesh asher asa b'charim? That's the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah. Is what Avraham Avinu brought to the world is this idea of tikkun. Before Avraham Avinu, without Torah, the nature itself, time itself, is one of chaos. Time itself is one of chaos. Every single moment is disjointed from something, from the other moment. There's no, the person himself is all over the place. The person himself is being flung from one end of the universe to the other, right? The kafa kella, the guy's all over. There is no, this moment, this personality trait doesn't recognize the need of the opposite personality trait. There's no inner voice. There's no. It's just a bunch of It's like the difference is between Tanya and Tikkun. It's like we're all made of the periodic table. Remember the periodic table, yeah? So we're made of the periodic table. So what's a human being? Is a human being just like a walking periodic table? It's like who is a person? Just like a bunch of atoms. Like, is that who you are? In a state of Tayu, yeah. In a state of Tayu, what a thing is just a bunch of whatever. All the things just bouncing off of each other, and that's what a thing is. But it comes Tikkun. Tikkun says, yes, of course you made of the periodic table, you made of elements, but these elements are unified to allow a consciousness to emerge. And then all of these elements then are reoriented and reshaped. Instead of being their own thing bouncing off of each other, they are now all vessels and working in tandem to allow a space to give rise to a deeper consciousness, which is deeper and more essential than any of the particular components. That's Tikkun. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu brings Tikkun to the world. He introduces Torah to the world. That's what Torah does. So why is it? Let's go back. Why is it the Chazal instituted that a person from the Seder Yom, forget Hilchas Tamat Torah. Like in Hilchas Tamat Torah, that's the thing. In Hilchas Tamat Torah, a person could get away with not learning at all in a particular day. You're crazy busy. The Gemara says in Menachos, even Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who held V'Yigisbo Yom V'Laila Kipshutai Mamash. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, that technically speaking, Kriyishma in the morning, Kriyishma at night, you fulfill the mitzvah Talmud Torah. So listen, you can't do that every single day, but there are days that, things like that happen. That's in Hilchas Talmud Torah. But comes the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says, forget Hilchas Talmud Torah. In order to be Masuka, in order that your day should be tikkundik, in order that you should walk around your day and you shouldn't feel disjointed, and you shouldn't feel like a bunch, like a periodic table walking around and just in inner conflict and just off. Make sure it's shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. Because the nature of Torah is tikkun. That's why it's specifically in threes. The number that represents tikkun is three. Because what does three mean? Three means one over here, one extreme, another is another extreme, but there's something in the middle unifying it. That's what three means, right? That's why there are three of us. But there's only two Esav and Yishmael's, right? There's no other one, right? That we spoke about this. The Shvatim thought maybe that was going to be Yosef Chas V'Shalom. But it's not like that. In Tumah is Tayu. That's its nature. Because of that, there's just two, Esav and Yishmael. And that's what divides up, right? But the Indian of Torah is to bring Tikkun. Tikkun means that there are two. There's extremes. But the Chesed of Avram acknowledges that there's a space for Yitzchak. And the Gevurah of Yitzchak acknowledges that there's a space for Avram. And because of that acknowledgement, there's Chesed Sheba Gevurah, Gevurah Sheba Chesed. So now those two extremes, there's an ability for them to blend to each other. And when they blend, when opposites come together, what happens is not just that there's a balance between them. This is the great site of Tikkun. The real site of Tikkun is that when you have opposites merging, it allows space for something deeper than both to become articulated. Yaakov Avinu is not just the balance between Chesed and Gevurah. Tiferes is not just a balance between Chesed and Gevurah. When Chesed and Gevurah find each other and embrace, then now you have a person. Now you have a consciousness that emerges from the periodic table. This is, by the way, based on this, I could explain something to you. We spoke about this once before, years ago. There's a certain language that the Ari HaKadosh began to use. Before the Arizal, this language was not used so much. There's a certain part of the Zohar that talks like this, but it wasn't really spoken about. Pre-Arizal, Sifra Kabbalah before the Arizal, are working with the ingredients that they're working with, the Sifra Kabbalah, are spheres. There's Olamos, universes, but everything is made of spheres. The sphere of Chesed, the sphere of Gvura, sphere of Tiferes, that's what it's made of. Whatever these things mean, that's the ingredient. Comes the Arizal, and the Arizal introduces a new idea. I'm not talking about the spheres anymore, I'm talking about partsufim, a partsuf. What does it mean, a partsuf? Partsuf means a form, like a human being. Now, what does it mean, a human being? So yeah, a human being. The left arm is Gevur, the left arm is Chesed. So it's a complete shift in language. So usually the mistaken way of thinking is that the idea of a partsuf that the Arizal introduces, instead of thinking about Hashem interacting with the world with spheres, rather he interacts with the world in a way of partsufim, that's just making it just more complicated. Like instead of just thinking about Chesed and Gevura, so now when you think about a partsuf is Chesed, Sheba Gevura, Sheba Tiferes, Sheba Netzach, and it's just like more complicated. That's not the side. The side is that before the Arizal, the language of spheres only talks about what God does, but it doesn't give space for who the Rabbanu Shalom Kiviyachol is. When you're talking about spheres, you're talking about what God does. What God does, He does Chesed, He does Gevura, He does Tiferes, He does Netzach, He does Hay. That's Gevaldik. That's what the Rabbanu Shalom does. But who is the Rabbanu Shalom? You could know. When someone when you live with someone or you work with someone, so there's two things. Like if you're not paying attention, you could just learn about what the guy does. But if you're a little bit deeper, you figure out and you understand from what he does who the person is. That's a partsuf.
What related?
The language of the Rizal means is that now the system of spheres are unified in a way of tikkun that allows the emergence of a deeper consciousness through that. This is why you'll find by the Mekubalim that they describe the difference between the Ramak, Moshe Kardever, which is basically pre-Arizal to post-Arizal, is the difference between Toyu and Tikkun. Why is that? So again, simply, the way it's usually explained is like, just because the Arizal is just so much more geschmack, and it's more organized, and it's mesuder. That's not the oimek. That's not the oimek. The oimek is that the before the Arizal, you're talking about points. You're talking about individual points, which doesn't allow space for the emergence of the Anoichi Havai Elokecha. All there is what the Rabbanu Shalom does. That's the difference between Pesach and Shavuos, right? That Pesach is like we learn it, we focus on what the Rabbanu Shalom did. But comes Manatar, the Rabbanu Shalom says, you saw what I did, but now reorient yourself to view from what I did who I am. Anoichi Havai Elokecha, Asher Tzitzicha, Meretz Mitzrayim. That's the difference. Everyone asks, why does that say Asher Tzitzicha, Meretz Mitzrayim? Let it say Hashem created the heavens and the earth. The answer is it's not that. Hashem is not saying like, you don't want to know who I am. This is my resume. He's not giving his resume. He's saying that until now, you were focused on what I did by Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now Tikkun, which is Torah, is going to give you the ability to put the pieces together to be able to perceive the consciousness of who is it that's performing these miracles. And you'll be able to see me through that. That's what Torah does. This is why, again, it's the number 3, Shlish B'Mikra, Shlish B'Mishnah, Shlish B'Talmud, and it's a unifying force, because otherwise, again, that's the Nakuda. Without this, then the person's day is Toyu. So it's like, this is what Rambam or Rabbeinu Tam are saying, is that without touching every single day, Torah, then the person himself still remains in a Toyu V'Vayu state. And because of that, the type of Torah that you want to touch in order to find Tikkun is a Torah that expresses Tikkun, which is a Torah of 3 parts. And the 3 parts, like even the Rambam described, interact with each other, right? Again, you might not every single day sort of touch these 3 components to the degree that the Rambam describes them, where you see the interactions. But Tanakh is where it comes from. You know, Mishnah, Halacha is where it leads, and Talmud is the bridge in between. Like, it's a system of Tikkun. That's exactly what it is. Let's go back. This is everything the Gemara Avodah Zarah is talking about. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. Again, the first thing is introduce. Who's the Ish? It's Avram Avinu. That's why he's called the Ish. Just say, Ashrei Avram. I don't know. What's Avram Ish? Because that's what an Ish is, right? What's the difference between... Again, what happened when Hashem created Adam? Why is Rosh Hashanah the 6th day of creation? Right? Rosh Hashanah is Alf Tishrei, right? Alf Tishrei is the 6th day, not the 1st day. Why? Everyone says, because the Adam is the most chashuv. That's not it. It's the most chashuv. First of all, why are you disrespecting bunny rabbits? It's the most chashuv. It's not chashuv. It's different. Adam is tikkun. Without Adam, then the world is toyu. This animal doing this thing. There's no consciousness emerging from that. Human being puts things together. The human being is tikkun. That's what human being is. That's what Yaakov Avinu is, that mitzvah of Teferis, is Adam. His face was similar to Adam. Because that's what Adam Rishon does. So Avram Avinu is describing like that. Chazal say, Yihi'ar, which brought Tikkun to Toyev Avayu, is Avram. Chazal says Avram. Huh?
Yihi'ar is the 3rd pasuk.
It's the 3rd pasuk also, yeah. The Vilna Gaon says that, yeah, 100%.
The Ish is a Telemalakim.
Exactly. That's the Anoichi. That's the Anoichi, exactly. Then the plus, and then fine. So the I thought this was going to be a quick one. This capital is introducing this idea, and then the capital continues on to describe Talmud Torah, but not like mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah in the context of Tikkun, that you should learn Torah in a way that brings Tikkun to your life. It says the Gemara. Kim Basar Hashem Cheftzai. Rav said, what does that mean? Why is that? Why? Why is it? Why is it a person only learns well a place that libei chafetz? The answer is because when you learn libei chafetz means that there's a you, there's a voice, there's an inner nekuda that you're connecting to Torah from it, like and with. What is it when you learn Torah in a way that you're not interested? You're half in, half out of it. That's toyu. That's learning Torah and Toyu. But if you're learning Torah, Mashalibay Chafetz, that means that you're focused. It means there's a das there, there's an integration, and you're focused on it. It resonates with you, not the periodic table of who you are. You're not coming as a periodic table. You're coming as a consciousness through the periodic table. That's what it means, Mashalibay Chafetz. This is a description of Torah, not in order to fulfill the Mitzvah Talmud Torah. To fulfill the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, you can learn whatever you want. It doesn't make a difference. But in order to learn Torah in a way of Tikkun, it's Mashalibay Chafetz. So the Gemara continues.
It doesn't say that
rather than saying lo yuma, a person doesn't merge.
Ein adam lo mitar. It just doesn't work because it's not going to be a tikkun dik. Yeah. Rava continues. What's the next limud from the pesukim? First, it's called b'tchila nikras al shemay shaglish baruch hu b'sayf nikras al shemay. You know, the goal is that it should be your tyra. Why is that the goal? Because again, that means integration. It means that there is the Torah has become absorbed. There's a kli for it. There's a unifying. There's a person. It's not, you're not just bumping into something. The Torah becomes integrated into your system, and you become mesukan because of that. That's the idea. Torah is tikkun, and when it becomes your Torah, it means that you become mesukan. Again, for the purposes of Talmud Torah, just to fulfill the mitzvah, I don't care if it's my Torah or not, it's an afkamina. What has to be, there's halach of lechem by Lulav and Esrei. It doesn't have to be, what has to be lechem by my Torah? The answer is, if you're learning Torah sound for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, it doesn't have to be your Torah. But if you're learning Torah in order to become a sukan, to be an ish, then it has to be Torah asai. And the Gemara continues, v'yekeit shas, all right, the Gemara, Ravis says, b'kiyas and then ian. You understand. You understand. Because the nature of Ian is a little bit more subtle. Ian is, the nature of Ian is somewhat tayudik, because you're pulling things apart. In order to be ma'ayan, it means you have to be pulling things apart. Hairline fractures, you have to be looking and you see hairline fracture, you pull it up, but that's what Ian is, right? You take one Mishnah, and you Gemara puts Ian to it, it becomes five blot, right? Huh? Bavit, but that's what it becomes. In order, but says the Gemara, therefore, in order to make sure that your learning brings tikkun and doesn't bring chaos, because the Gemara says, right, Torah could be a samam of us. The answer is, Ian, but after you have the kiyas, you have to have the material to work with, and it has to be an organized way. You have to know where you're headed. Like, this is the halacha. Not like, it's like the famous, guy, a little bachril is learning, breaking his head for hours and hours. Meanwhile, like, on a mission or something, like the Gemara asked the Kasha, like in a few lines, just like, wait, the answer is he doesn't have a kiyas yet. So he's making himself toyu avoyu, but he doesn't have the material. So says the Gemara again, tikkun means to learn in such a way that tikkun means. The kiyas and then ian. The Gemara continues, ha'ikei shasal pal gemayim, says Rav Yanai, it means don't learn Torah from just one Rebbe. Again, that's that. What was the description of Toyu? Chesed is just Chesed, Gvura is just Gvura, they're not interested in anything else. That's not Toyu, that's not Tikkun. Tikkun means that every extreme acknowledges the existence of other extremes, right? If one base medrash acknowledges the other, okay, that's an environment of Tikkun. And then the Gemara finally says, Al Pal Gemayim, that Yashlish Adam, Yishalish Adam Shnaisav, Shlishman Vikr, Shlishman Mishnah, Shlishman Talmud, which is this idea of touching every single day to bring tikkun to your day, to learn Torah in such a way. By the way, this goes back, let's explain the Rashis now. Rashi in Maseches Kedushin. In Kedushin, Rashi says that the halacha of Yishalish Adam Shnaisav is over the course of the week. In other words, over the course of the week, again, Tais and Ramam hold it's like the day. Rashi says the course of the week. The course of the week is, make sure that a third of your learning over the week is Mikra, a third is Mishnah, a third is Talmud. Okay, how you divide up? Over the week, you divide up. That's your week. But that's all in terms of Talmud Torah, in terms of amassing knowledge and guiding how to learn in an organized way to make sure you don't miss anything. So again, where the Rambam says it means daily, Rashi says it means weekly. Fine. But that's all in the Gemara in Kedushin, which is talking about Talmud Torah, Vishinanta Levenecha. But in the Maseches Avodah Zarah, that's talking about the inyan of Tikkun. Where the Avodah is that over the course of your week, you have to make sure that your week is not Toyu Vayudik. Says Rashi, in order to fulfill that, first 2 days Mikra, first 2 days Mishnah, the last 2 days Talmud. What about Shabbos? Shabbos is not Toyu Vayu. It's only the 6 days of the week that require tikkun. That's the holy name of the 6 days. That's what there's malachas in the 6 days. Shabbos is ki malach t'chasuy. Shabbos is tikkun. Shabbos is tikkun. So you don't need this on Shabbos. So it says, so in Rashi, Maseches Kedushin, where he's talking about this avoid of tikkun, only talks about the 6 days needing tikkun, not Shabbos. In Maseches Kedushin, that's an avoid desire. Maseches Kedushin, we're talking about the mitzvah Talmud Torah to make sure that you have a schedule set in, to ensure that you learn kol Torah kul over the course of your life. Okay. So that's the whole week. That includes Shabbos too. But in terms of tikkun, Shabbos doesn't need this. Shabbos is mesukan by itself. That's the avodah. Okay, so the ikkar is that when we learn, you should know that not just from the mitzvah. To learn means that your day is affected. You become mesukan. The person becomes, you have more of a mensch, you know. B'torah sayegi yom v'layla. B'zaycha to that on all levels.